the smallest morsel. And I think everyone here will recognise that trait in their beloved
little speech
Labradors.
On Labradors by Ben Fogle.
Labradors really do an extraordinary.
They were just interviewing a somebody with a hearing
series
dog.
Series of different roles in the research.
And apparently, hearing dogs was partly set up by Bruce Fogle. I didn't know.
Things that they do. They work with bomb disposal teams. They work with the military. They work with the police. And of course, they work with a whole group of charities. So all the money raised today is going to go to a fantastic cause. Before we start going out, please put your hands together for the McAlpines again for putting on this extraordinary event. I couldn't stand in the ring here without saying it. Their passion and their drive, Bill here, their passion and their drive for all things steam, all things vintage, all things four-legged is quite extraordinary, and I feel very proud to call them my friends. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, owners of Labradors here, I think we need to begin the count. So if which way should we go? Do we think we need to, should we set ourselves? So if we can send someone to open the gates, it's like the parting of the Red Sea, isn't it? We're going to open the gates over here, and I will do the official count as I see a Labrador pass us by. Now, are we going to count? Yeah, we could. Actually, that's a very good idea. So before we go out, can we have a Labrador's parade? My wife has just suggested. So if we all start walking, single file, so if you all just follow one another and we do a big parade of Labradors all around the outside, and then as you come here, exactly, well done, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you show off your dogs. Now, something tells me there might be some non-labs in here. I'm going to keep my eyes out. I'm sure I've spotted some imposters. I'm not sure that it's a particularly hairy one, another particularly hairy one over there, but I think we'll let that pass. Oh, thank you. There's a definite imposter just by the gate over there. I can spot a spotted one who luckily hasn't come into the ring.
I'll tell you a story about my ex having a lockdown. She found my troop sergeant's pistol that she'd lost that night in the marsh. And also retrieved a boy's boat from around London, Kensington.
How amazing.
Very adaptable.
Yeah, there you are.
Do use it.
Oh, perfect. Right, we've got everyone parading around. Please put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, for this astonishing parade of Labradors. I don't actually have any sort of confirmation yet today on the quantities we need. Something tells me there might be quite a lot that turn up for dog shows, but this, as you will realise, is for pure pleasure. Pure Labrador indulgence.
Labradors in an open space. Our vet has advised me that to go for the record, we should say Labradors in an open space, just in case the number of Labradors at Crufts does exceed our number. But since nobody's ever actually counted the number of Labradors in Crufts, here comes the vet, Eric, our local vet, who is in charge of the dog show this afternoon. And please go and join the dog show, because it's for Ways and Means Trust, which is very special and very local and very small and needs every bit of help it can get. Now, here's Eric.
Eric, can you, as a vet, just explain to everyone why we love Labrador so much. Why is this the most common breed, do you think? And actually, I'll put this as a reciprocal question. Is this the most common breed you see in your surgery?
Definitely the most common breed we see here. I think it's just because Labradors get on with everybody and with children and are easily bribed.
Have you any idea what sort of quantity we might have to get today? Have you done a bit of research, or do we need to get our spectators to go online and start getting some information?
I think you let them try and find out for themselves and see.
Okay, well, I can see the first Labradors are going to be coming around the bottom here, so I'm going to start doing the count. I might need someone to help back me up in case. Do we want another counter? Do I have a volunteer to come and help me count? Someone who's very good with the numbers? You're going to count as well, Eric. Fantastic. Right, first Labrador. Oh, we've got one off the lead here. Oh, I recognise that one. Right, here we go. Bruno is our first dog, and followed by Buck. Will you do the counting, and I'm going to introduce the names. Daydreaming Dolly. Marley. Very good name there. Now, oh yes, here we go. We had a small break. Any comments as a vet on the difference between colours? Black, yellow, brown. Does it have a difference in personality?
I think the black and the golden ones are the most popular ones.
Who have we got here? Dexter. Thank you, Dexter. Rusty. I hope someone's taking note of all these names as well. Best. Ruby. Jambo. Very good. Good name. Milo. Hanson and Cyril in the baby carrier here. The cockapoo. Ella. Frankie. Please, owners, let me know if there's anything unique about your dog, age, or any personality traits. Who have we got here? Biscuit. Thank you, Biscuit. Oh, look at this one. Three-legged. Just goes to show what a beautiful and adaptable dog this is. We've got here Bentley. Bentley, who lost his leg to cancer earlier this year, but just goes to show that they bounce back incredibly. Thank you for coming, guys. Who have we got over here? Mungo. Mungo might have eaten a few too many pies, I think. Sorry, I shouldn't comment on weight, should I? Takara, thank you. Mary and Samson, very handsome. Well done, guys. Pleasure. Sorry? Bemba. And she gripped Bemba grins. Bemba, can you do a grin? No, not it. Thank you. And Diesel. Who have we got here? Moose. That's a good North American name there. Oh, another large... who's this? Mungo as well. Mungo is the popular name today. Well, who have we got, girls? Pip. Pip leaving the arena. Who have we got here? Alfie. Very nice name. A youngster here. Little puppy. Have to say hello. Who have we got? Kyra. Kyra is behaving themselves. Who have we got here? Libby. Very nice. Thank you. Who have we got here, sir? Sorry? Motza. And Mac. Very nice. Here we go. Hello, sir. Amber. Very nice to see you, Amber. And we've got two over here. Oh, Vernon and...